Okay, our friends. So today we have a story for you called A Mischief of Mice. Okay, and now that's a special thing here. It is, there's a reason why we call it A Mischief of Mice. Do you know that every time you call a group of something, it has a name, okay? We say collective nouns have a special term to define them. This is all big words. But basically what we're saying is when you see a group of people, you would say, oh, look at that. It's a group of people. If you saw a bunch of dogs, you would say, look, it's a pack of dogs. If you saw a bunch of geese, you would say, look at that. It's a
bunch of
a flock of geese
or a bunch of
but this book is full of them and we're going to learn about them together. So buckle up, you guys. Today, A Mischief of Mice, which is the words and the pictures are by Christy Matheson. So thank you, Christy. Friends, if you want to learn some terms, go and grab this book. Grab the book and follow along. It is read today by Mommy and
I'm a mouse.
You're a mouse.
Yeah, I'm a mouse.
Well, Mommy and her mouse.
Yeah.
Okay. A mischief of mice used to play in these woods. Then one dusk, they just disappeared. Oh, it's a mystery. And in the pictures, we can see this is a beautiful forest full of trees. You know where you find a lot of forests? The Pacific Northwest. We have a rainforest here.
What happened?
Worried a scurry of squirrels.
We could be next,
they feared. A group of squirrels is called a
A scurry.
That's funny. A skulk of foxes slunk about as the eerie wind shrieked and blew. A group of foxes is called a
skulk.
Skulk. Look at who's skulking around. Watching it all was a gaze of raccoons. The squirrels wondered what those raccoons knew. Maybe they were witnesses. Maybe they saw what happened to the missing squirrel or missing mice. Maybe. But isn't this interesting that the group of raccoons is called a gaze of raccoons. And the authors very clever, and she says that watching it all was a gaze of raccoons. And what's another way to describe watching someone?
Gazing.
Seeing
someone.
Yep, very clever. A clutter of spiders dangled from their webs, each hanging by a thread. When the squirrels asked the spiders if they'd seen the mice, they simply shook their heads. A clutter of spiders. Eesh. I would say this. If I saw a bunch of spiders, I'd call them clutter too. An unkindness of ravens lurked in a tree. Did they scare the mice away? That's what you call a group of ravens. An unkindness. I wonder why. Because ravens aren't kind, do you think?
Yeah, they're unkind.
Rude ravens. The squirrels heard strange chatter. Was something the matter? No, just a party of jays. We often call people parties too, right? Mm-hmm. That's a party of one, a party of two, a party of three, like when you go to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. But this is a party of jays, and they're blue jays. Mm-hmm. As nighttime fell, the squirrels spied, on a roost, an ominous parliament of owls. You get a bunch of owls together and you call it a parliament of owls.
The Houses of Parliament.
Yeah, that's in England. The House of Parliament is in England. Maybe because they kind of look like they belong in the House of Parliament with like a little powdered wig or something on their heads. Maybe, I don't know. Perhaps the squirrels thought the owls are to blame. And then a band of coyotes howled. Did the coyotes know who took the mouse? The mice? Did the coyotes know who took the mice? Or were they just howling at the moon? But either way, they're making a lot of noise, which is something a band would do, right? Mm-hmm. Like a marching band or a concert band. Mm-hmm. Or a band of coyotes.
You're a band.
Or a rubber you're, band.
You're a band, they're a band, everyone a band, band.
Soon, a cauldron of bats flapped overhead, screeching a spooky tune. A cauldron of bats? That's unbelievable.
That's creepy.
Yeah. I just didn't. I would have thought of something else to call them, but that's okay.
Those bats are creepy. They took the mice.
Oh my gosh, they said it. That's what those silly squirrels thought. The squirrels, it turned out, were wrong about this. The truth is, the bats did not. A prickle of porcupines ambled by, ignoring everyone they passed. One of the squirrels risked getting poked. In this case, it could hurt to ask.
Have you seen the mice?
The brave squirrel said, reaching out with a tentative tap. And I think that being called a prickle of porcupines might be the best possible group naming I've ever heard of. Mm-hmm. They would prickle you for sure.
The mice? I don't care, said the prickly pine. It's cold and I'm going to nap.
A nap?
Mused the squirrels, shivering in the wind.
A nap surely does sound nice, but we can't go inside. We can't and we won't. Not until we find the mice.
Just as the squirrels were about to give up, full of angst and despair, who came along to help solve the puzzle? It was a sleuth of bears. Mm. Isn't that amazing that a group of bears is called a sleuth of bears? What is a sleuth? Mm. Well, another word for sleuth might be gumshoe or detective.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
The bears are detectives.
They are detectives, which is why they came along to solve the puzzle.
And why there are footprints everywhere.
Let's see.
The mice have gone missing,
the squirrels exclaimed.
Where, oh, where could they be?
Don't fret, said the bears. Let's follow the tracks. Uh-huh. They lead right to this tree.
And sure enough, there were tracks. Soon the squirrels saw that no one had done the mice harm.
You see, said the bears, it's a cold night. They've just gone inside to keep warm.
Amazing. This whole time, no trouble. And so we've gone through what all of these different things are called. And I think my favorite one might be that the group of bears is called a sleuth. Because they can sniff stuff out a mile away. They're smart, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And that fun story for you, friends, now that the seasons are turning cold here, is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.